a season where everything can still change, and by that I do mean everything. Literally everything can still change this season. It's a very, very beautiful game of football. The English Premier League has lit up more than we expected, and believe me, everything can still change. We still don't have our title winner yet. Manchester City and Liverpool are still going to neck and neck on that. Just 1 point separating both sides. In the relegation battles, there's still a lot to fight for, believe me. Two teams are still fighting for that final relegation spot. It's not really something to be proud of. Two teams trying to survive. There's Leeds United and Burnley in that mix. Watford and Norwich City have confirmed their relegations weeks back. For the UEFA Champions League and the UEFA Conference League and the UEFA Europa League spots, fights are still going on. There's Tottenham, there's Arsenal, there's Manchester United, there is West Ham United, all still out to play for that final spot to play for Europe. What division of Europe they would end up in, we still don't know yet. It's the first Premier League season where every single position, and I mean every single position, position number 1 to position number 20, can still change on the final day. Welcome to Tetra Soccercast. I am your host. My name is Adam. I have the guys in the building. It's going to be a very, very memorable one. It's been long overdue. We've missed you guys a lot. A lot of things have happened. A lot of things have changed in about two months. And it's always a pleasure to be here. And let's do this right. Welcome to Tetra Soccercast. I am your host. And let's have some fun.
Damola, good morning. How are you feeling?
Adam, good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm pretty excited, actually, because it's the final round of the season, and usually season finales are always very exciting.
Oh, well, I'm not that excited because it will be 12 weeks of boring Saturdays, boring weekdays, except for some few international football. But for club football, it does the end for 12 weeks, and bro, it's going to be pretty boring.
I'm pretty sure we can make life interesting during the summer. Maybe transfer window will live up to the expectation.
Oh well, maybe, because we are expecting some news, because United are going to be very busy in the summer. Let's not put that past United and some other teams, maybe.
Well, let's see how it goes. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
It's always a pleasure to have you around. Follow me.
Yeah,
it's the final morning, round is just for this weekend. How is it going to look like? What are you presuming it to look like?
This weekend, honestly, for a Manchester United fan, I've already zoned out of the season, to be very honest. For me, the season is over. I don't know what we are still doing today again. The season is over. When the club posted on Twitter, I think a few days ago, about the fact that we still have Crystal Palace, I say, wow, we are still in the season. We have finished the season, though.
But let's round it up in good style. And the Tottenham Hotspurs, the simple word is they took advantage of Arsenal's incompetence. They've turned around the tide and they are now fourth place after winning against Burnley. Although it was just one penalty. Harry Kane, of course, who was to step up to the plate? One man, Harry Kane. Tottenham Hotspurs 1-0 against Burnley. Now, Burnley are still in the relegation mix because of that loss. West Ham United actually held back Manchester City. But how did you see that one? Let me put this one to you directly. West Ham went 2 goals ahead and then Man City drew the back level to 2-2. Man City could have won the game if Myers had scored that penalty. How exactly was that game for you? How was the outlook on that game?
If City don't win the league, it would just be Myers' fault. Just like I think it was how many seasons ago? I think it was like 3 seasons ago when he also missed the penalty against, I'm trying to remember which club. I think it was, you know, Liverpool.
Yeah, I think that was at Anfield where he carried it.
Yes. I think that game brought Liverpool back into the league contention, and then Liverpool won the league title that year. Mm. You know, it is fine margins. It is fine margins. If they fail to win the league again, it will just be Marius, because that was the perfect opportunity to take it.
Well, I wouldn't exactly blame Marius on my own, because at least since Pep Guardiola took over, there is as spectacular as Pep football is, there is an unwanted record of 16 missed penalties by Manchester City within that period, the most by any Premier League team within that period. So it's not just Marius. We've seen how many takeouts over the years. We've seen Marius, we've seen Kevin De Bruyne. We've tried Ilkay Gundogan. They even went as far back as... I think there was even the point where they were joking about Santrayan, saying they were going to try their goalkeeper when it comes to penalties. So they've still not been able to solve that penalty taking issue. I think that's just the way it goes for Manchester City. So away from that, anyways, Aston Villa against Crystal Palace was a 1-1 draw. There was a 5-star showing, and I mean a 5-star showing. Watford won, Leicester City 5. Jamie Vardy looks to actually want to end the season on a strong. He scored about four goals in his last 3 matches, which is actually quite good for Leicester City. They've missed their star man. And even at 30, it feels like he does not want to age. Richard, do you still believe that guy is actually one of the elites in England?
Elite is actually a big word for Jamie Vardy right now. We can say he's still good, above average, but to call him elite, I don't think so. No, it's not everyone that can tone and train their body and their mind to do the things Cristiano Ronaldo is doing at the age of 37.
Okay.
Which try to do as my age of 35. So Vardy is just I see more injuries coming up and him finally ending up in management.
Well, we'll see how it goes, but it looks like
personally, actually Richard.
All right, go ahead.
I think without the injuries, Vardy is actually one of the top strikers in the Premier League and part of
yeah.
Imagine he's 35.
Premier League doesn't have a strong lineup of top strikers. That's the problem. If you are going to mention top strikers in the Premier League, you are definitely just mentioning maybe Edinson Cavani, Cristiano Ronaldo, Harry Kane.
Cavani. Are you serious? Mentioning Cavani as one of the top strikers?
That's what I'm saying, and that's because if you take through the remaining strikers in the league, they have actually left up with bang average players. So Vardy will surely rank up when it comes to those other people like Mateta, who else? Joel Linton. You get what I'm saying, right?
Well, quickly, Joel Linton is not a striker right now, but he's been converted. So let's. Well, away from that one, Leeds United 1-1 against Brighton.
Hold on. Adam.
Very, very late equalizer, yes.
Okay. As for the issue of Vardy, I feel like Vardy is still good, but age is telling on him. Now, as Richard mentioning Joel Linton, no. Joel Linton is a failed striker. Joel Linton
He plays as an attacking midfielder and looks to be thriving under Eddie Howe.
Yeah, he does. He's just in and around. It's not like he's posting good numbers. His numbers are more like the same thing. He's just there. It's all effort and all these things.
I would pick Bruce James over Joel Linton anytime in attack.
Of course, Bruno Guimaraes has been really good since he joined. So,
Well, away from that one, like I mentioned, Leeds United needed a 92nd minute equalizer to actually give themselves a fighting chance of final day. If they had lost against Brighton, it would have been sealed. The relegation battle would have been over by now, believe me. Away from that
No, it wouldn't have been over.
Oh. Well, I stand corrected. Wolverhampton Wanderers against Norwich City. This Wolverhampton Wanderers team started very, very good on the season, and all of a sudden it looks like they're just not ending it right. I just feel like they are lucky to have actually been safe, because you can't be in the bottom half trying to actually survive and putting up this kind of bad numbers. They are winless in about 6 games now, if I'm not mistaken, which is actually very poor for a team that actually started as brightly as they did, honestly. But away from that one, Everton suffered 2 red cards, went from 2 goals up. Sorry, not 2 goals up exactly. They went 1-0 up. There was an equalizer. They turned it around even after the first red card. They were 2-1 up at halftime. And all of a sudden, in the second half, Brentford turned up the heat and Brentford won that game at the Goodison Park by 3-2. Newcastle dented, and I mean, this part was actually, it was more or less, I would not call it a knockout punch yet, because Arsenal still have a fighting in his ball. It was more or less the soccer punch Arsenal needed. Arsenal could not actually bear right now, because that loss against Newcastle has just put them in very, very tight spots. Even if they win their final match of the season, they have to pray that one of the most unlikely miracles of the Premier League, in fact, of the entire world of football, actually helps them into UEFA Champions League next season at the stands. What was your outlook of that game, Damola? Newcastle.
Well, I didn't see the game, but the highlight I saw, and even from the comments of their captain Xhaka, he said they didn't play like a team that wants to compete in the Champions League, because They played very, very shabbily. All all the compartments, from the defense to the midfield to the strikers, all of them played just like a typical Manchester United on a normal day. So if you're playing like a Manchester United team, you are not expecting to go for Champions League spots. So that's just what happened to Arsenal against Newcastle. And then Newcastle did what they had to do because they've been thriving under Eddie Howe. Of course, it was to impress the new owners, even if it might be sacked, and a better coach will be brought to the ball as well. Let me keep them safe and let them know I've done a good job, and that's what Eddie Howe is doing.
Actually, I think maybe sacking Eddie Howe might actually be a long stretch. To be honest, since the January transfer window where the funds came in right and the transfers were good, he has actually done very, very well. He took them from relegation place and they are as high as top half right now. They are 12th on the log right now. Yes.
If you bought a club for $3 billion, let's assume, you wouldn't want your manager taking your club to be a mid-table side. They've been a mid-table side virtually all the 21st century. So they will surely want improvement. With managers like Zinedine Zidane available, they might be tempted to let go of Adele.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens in the summer. Well, talk of good mentality. Yes, tell me.
I actually feel like there will still part ways with Eddie Howe. Maybe not in the summer. Maybe they'll give him next season. They would, you know, of course, they'll make the funds available this summer. Okay, you know what? You want to spend. Okay, what do you want to spend? There's money to spend. After they spend, if they are not breaking that ceiling and not getting into European places,
that's exactly what I was going for. I feel like that's what they would do. They would allow him continue from the momentum he has built up already.
Yes,
and maybe they would commit a poor or form a 3-4 game winless streak where he does not win next season, and then next thing you know, he's off the job.
But he has already started poorly, in my opinion. This summer has started poorly for him because I don't see players. Free transfer players that their contracts have expired, players like Ousmane Dembele, Jesse Lingard, Paul Pogba. I don't see them even like going.
I think West Ham actually making like them for Jesse Lingard in the summer, but let's wait till
Ousmane Dembele is free. Come on, having Ousmane Dembele and Saint-Maximin on one flank, and then get a above average striker.
I don't know if the Newcastle board is listening right now, but a little suggestion that says that Angel Di Maria is a free agent already.
Yes, he is. PSG are parting ways with him. And then this guy too, Dybala is also on a free contract.
Exactly.
He will be a free agent.
That Newcastle should go for, like, that will stabilize their team and give them that big, big team feel. You understand what I'm saying, yeah?
If you're looking for dramatic games, it was right there in the Premier League. There was Liverpool against Southampton, which ended 2-1. Everton against Crystal Palace ended 3-2 after Everton went down by 2-0. And that win is actually what makes Everton stay in the Premier League this season. They have survived relegation this season. Chelsea against Leicester City ended 1-1 after James Maddison scored and Marcos Alonso equalized. And finally, there was Aston Villa against Burnley, which also ended 1-1. So now you can grab your refreshments, grab your popcorns, grab your drinks. We'll be back shortly for the proper preview of Final Game Week 38. City, Manchester City against Aston Villa, Liverpool against Wolverhampton Wanderers, Chelsea against Watford, Arsenal against Everton, Brentford against Leeds United, Crystal Palace, Manchester United, Burnley against Newcastle United, Brighton and Hove Albion against West Ham United, City against Southampton. Yes. Games all at the same time, 4 p.m. on Sunday, Nigerian time. You don't want to miss it. It's the Premier League. It's the debut. All games kick off at the same time. Let's start. Richard, Norwich City against Tottenham Hotspurs. We know this is probably an open and shut case of Tottenham win. We know, in fact, it's not probability. It's Tottenham win this game, they seal top four. It's an open and shut case. And from on paper, you can almost say it is done and dusted. There is nothing Norwich City have to fight for. But Tottenham have everything to lose if they lose the game. Because it's not when they qualify for the Champions League. So how do you see this one panning out exactly?
Well, in the presser yesterday, Antonio Conte said something about Harry Kane being unwell. So it's gonna be a bit tougher for Tottenham to assail a Norwich team that is playing their last Premier League match for another 2 years or so at home. The fans will be buoyed, the players will be gingered, and Pukki will surely want to hit that is it 15 goal mark or so that he said he set for himself at the beginning of the season. So it's not going to be easy for Tottenham, but I see Tottenham coming out because all they need is a draw to qualify for the UCL, and Antonio Conte is a manager that is experienced in grinding out that draw. So Tottenham all the way.
Well, let's move on to the next one. Well, you get one of the big fishes of the game week, actually. Manchester City against Aston Villa. From Liverpool's perspective, if Man City lose this game, if they win, they are champions of England. If Man City win the game, there is nothing else to contest for. Manchester City are champions of England again. Gerrard is a former Liverpool player, a Liverpool legend in the eyes of a lot of people. Do you really think Steven Gerrard can do his old club a favor, or do you think Pep Guardiola is just going to sweep them off their feet?
Well, this thing, if you know, when Man City defeats Aston Villa, it will be a second time that Gerrard has cost Liverpool the title.
This one was not exactly his fault.
it's not like a new thing. No? It's not a new thing. It's lightning striking twice.
But this time is not in the Liverpool jersey, so he can't exactly.
Whatever it is, it's still Steven Gerrard. Sleepy
Gerrard. Gerrard and Coutinho.
I feel like, on a serious note, I feel like City would win. It would take something extraordinary for those boys not to turn up. See, if they don't turn up and they fail to win the league. I won't be surprised if reports come out of it here that Guardiola shot someone dead.
I'm pretty sure we are not going to after the game.
They will win the league. They will.
It's more or less done and dusted. For Liverpool, yeah. they have claimed second place, or well, they are second place at the moment, 1 point behind. But to even give themselves any chance of even claiming that title, they have to win their game against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Luckily for them, Wolves are not exactly in the best of form. But it's the last game of the season. Everybody can just go crazy. That's the honest truth. That's the way me, I think, picked this one from, actually. So everybody might just want to go crazy. Who knows? Maybe Wolves can actually pick a point. But if there is a team that doesn't actually allow people to just pick points off them anyhow, especially in front of their home crowd, we can all agree it is this Liverpool side. These guys are rock solid at home any day, anytime. So that's another thing for Wolves to consider. But away from that one, Chelsea against Watford. This is an already relegated Watford side. This is the Chelsea side that have been on the downward slope. So Damola, do you think maybe Watford can pick a last point before they leave the Premier League, or do you think Chelsea would actually steal third spot?
Watford is not picking any points.
Watford is not picking any points
at all.
So we are zeroing the concept of Watford taking anything from Stamford Bridge.
Definitely. So Chelsea are going to put them aside. I'm thinking maybe 4-0, or maybe if they see a goal. I don't really think so. Maybe 4-0, 3-0. Yeah.
Arsenal against Everton. Everton have survived relegation quite all right. Arsenal are trying to seal top four, but do you think? In our local teams now, do you think that I'm talking to you, Damola, do you think Everton can put sand inside Arsenal's gallery?
Yeah, definitely. This Everton side are elated, you know. For a team that just got saved, they saved themselves, and, you know, Everton are one of the clubs that, okay, quite all right. They know they have nothing to do, but okay, let's just try and hinder other people's chances. So, well, I'm thinking even if Arsenal is going to be to sweep Everton, I won't even use the word sweep. Even if Arsenal is going to defeat Everton, it will be very, very slim margin, because this Everton side that we saw against what's their name, against Crystal Palace, they played very well, even though they went 2 goals down, and it took some pep talk for them to get back into the game, and well. They can actually do damage to Arsenal and dent, they already dented hopes of UEFA Champions League. So I think they might just pick a point from Arsenal.
Well, Arsenal been stable in recent times, so I'm not exactly going to disagree with that. Away from that one, there is now the mid-table clash between something close to relegation battle, because Leeds have to win to even stand a chance of staying in the Premier League next season. And they are playing a Brentford side that have been, honestly, I would say, quite impressive, because these guys have actually done some quite magisterial work in recent times. I would be very, very honest. So, how do you see this one going, Richard? Brentford against... Believe me, how do you see this one going, Brentford against Leeds United?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this may just be the end of the road for Jesse Marsh and his boys. Who is on top? Who's on top? Burnley or Brent or Burnley on Leeds? Who is
Burnley,
of course.
Leeds are blue.
Okay, Burnley on top. Okay, Burnley would survive. Go down. Leeds will go down. I don't know. I feel like the highest they can get from that Brentford game is a draw. I don't think Brentford would lose to Leeds. Christian Eriksen is in the form of his life. Ivan Toney is still doing things.
Wissa is actually doing well.
Yeah,
it was the one on the star performance against Everton.
Yeah, Wissa too has been great. I don't think. And if you look at Leeds, and you look at the team, you look at who are the players that are ready to step up? Apart from Rafinha, the other players are not stepping up. James has just gotten lost in the tide. Rodrigo has just...
James even suspended because of the red card from Chelsea.
Daniel James, rather. But then you look at their team. They don't have any other person who wants to step up to the plate. Rafinha is the closest to anybody who feels like, let me turn up. Leeds will go down,
says Kwelumi. Richard, you get to talk about your own team. You should be very, very proud right now. This is Crystal Palace against Manchester United. Patrick Vieira has had a wonderful debut season with this side. But have they done just in? I mean, they've actually made some very, very big moves. They lost their first game, but they've done very, very well. Getting to the last four of the FA Cup, their Premier League form this season was actually quite interesting to look at. They were not exactly bad, but looking from their last game where they choked on the 2-goal lead against an Everton side that was not exactly impressive, they are going against a Manchester United side that everybody this season has given up on, and I mean everybody has given up on Manchester United this season. So how do you see this one going? If Manchester United lose this game and West Ham win, there is a possibility of Manchester United playing in the UEFA Europa Conference League, not even the Europa League, that they can still manage, which personally I feel like I'll call it a step down, but I'm not exactly the judge of character or the best judge of anything right now. But how do you see this one going, Crystal Palace against Manchester United?
Well, it's a situation I don't like to talk about much, because we are already looking to the next season as Manchester United fans. So it's just going to be a bunch of players just kicking the ball around, and hopefully Cristiano Ronaldo trying to hit the 20-goal mark. So I see Manchester United coming out on top.
If Man United win anyways, it's definitely going to be, at least, it's going to be sealed, stamped and delivered. Manchester United at sixth place. There is no plausible Europa Conference League dropping off and all that anyways. But like you mentioned, the individual record stands. Even if Ronaldo is just 2 goals away from that 20th goal margin, which would actually be a very, very good thing on his plate for a 37-year-old still scoring 20 goals in the league, which is actually going to be quite interesting. Away from that one, another relegation threatening team is in action. Burnley, who are 17th at the moment, they host Newcastle United. Newcastle come off the back of that win against Arsenal, which is quite impressive. And this time around, they are coming back to... So Chris Wood will be returning home. Let's put it that way. Chris Wood left in January for Newcastle United, and is going to play against his former side on the final day of the season. Burnley, if they lose, they have to pray that Leeds don't get a better result for them to survive. If they draw, I believe it's almost sealed and stamped that they are going to be staying above Leeds United, which means Leeds go down.
No. Adam.
Yes.
If they draw and Leeds find a way to win, Burnley would still go down, because the both of them are on, I think, 35 points.
They're on 35 points, yeah.
Yeah. So if Leeds wins, Leeds goes up to 38. If Burnley feels like they don't want to win and they draw, they'll finish on 36 points, meaning that will not be enough. But then, when you now look at the number of points, it just came to my head, actually. It shows that the Premier League has become more competitive when you are recording, when you have a potential to record 38 points, because both teams could even win at this juncture. And one will still have to go down, and Leeds will still have to go down. But then, when you look at it, you are recording 38 points, and you don't still survive. That's crazy level of competition. Because in previous years, 40 points was just enough. Once you score 40 points, you can decide to take your foot off the gas pedal. Like, okay, no worries now. I'm not going down. I have gotten enough points. But now, these teams are showing that even with 38 points, you can go down. 38 points is just 2 points off 40 points now. Meaning that in a couple of years, you can score 40 points and still go down. If this competition is kept up, that's impressive. I really doff my hat to all.
Actually, backing up, Malumi is saying Getafe in the La Liga or the La Liga log, they are on 39 points and they are on 14th. Elche are on 39 points, they are on 15th. Granada are on 37 points, they are 16th. Mallorca are on 36 points, they are safe. Cadiz do not win and Levante do not win.
With that diversion to the La Liga, I believe that any of those teams can actually still come down. I think there's about three teams vying for that last spot in the relegation as well.
Yep. Let me see. There are Mallorca can still go. Mallorca can still go through. Cadiz can still go. Levante can still go. But for Alaves, it is confirmed for Alaves. But Levante and
Levante have been sealed already. They played their final game yesterday. It's over for them.
That's true. Levante is been sealed for Levante. And then Cadiz. If Cadiz win and Mallorca or Granada or do not win, I think either Mallorca or Granada are going down. So it's just a game of permutation and combination.
A lot of possibilities here and there. It feels like when Nigeria was trying to qualify for the World Cup back then, when we used to carry our calculators and...
Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I would love that Cadiz go down, honestly. See, as a punter...
They are like one of those giant slayers, actually.
Cadiz spoiled my tickets. So, wow. I don't mind if they get relegated.
Is this some kind of revenge plan or something?
Yes. That was my plan to leave the trenches.
Sorry, my friend. These things happen. Away from that one, Brighton and Hove Albion against West Ham United. West Ham need to win to stand any chance of upgrading that Conference League spot to Europa League spot. But even after that win, they have to pray that United don't. United actually lose points. So any way you look at it, it's quite interesting. But how do you see this one going exactly? Brighton against West Ham.
I feel like it will be a score draw, maybe like a 2-2. You know, Brighton are not pushovers like that. But I think they'll score each other. It'll be like a score draw. Or even if West Ham wins, it'll be a high scoring affair. But I don't think Brighton will win. Because it feels like West Ham need this more. Fine, of course, they still need a miracle from United, but they need it more. So at least they would want to put themselves in a position that even if luck happens, you are there to grab it.
Well, personally, I like the concept of a Gerard Bowen hat-trick right now because of my FPL. So here we are. Well, finally, Leicester City against Southampton. Southampton are safe, but they've been in very, very poor form. Especially since the turn of the year, actually, they've been very, very bad. I would be very honest. I've been disappointed with the way Southampton have played. Leicester, in the last 2, 3, 4 games, building towards the end of the season, they've actually come up with some very, very clutch performances. They've done very well for themselves. So it's half interesting to look at. But Richard, how do you see this one going? Leicester City against Southampton.
Both teams have nothing to play for, so it's just gonna be a very exciting game where players like Broja will try to ensure that they secure a starting place in Chelsea ahead of Lukaku.
Well done, sir. We'll see you.
And other players in Leicester will be looking to secure that. I don't know how to say it. Like, for a redemption, you understand, after their loss against Roma in the Conference League semifinals.
They've actually been quite impressive in the league after that loss. I mean, their last games afterwards, they've done very well.
That's what I'm saying. They are trying to step up and show that they have the quality to remain at the club. Players like Iheanacho, Patson Daka, Maddison, although Maddison has turned up a bit this season. Players like Soyuncu, even Vestergaard, they need to step up. It is
For Leicester's defense, actually, I felt quite bad for them because there was a whole lot of injuries to that defense. There was Johnny out. So
Fana at the beginning of the season, then Vestergaard coming in as a replacement and getting injured. Soyuncu, even Johnny Evans.
Our own Wilfred Ndidi had to play center back at some point.
And then he went out with injuries too. So Leicester has been through a lot. Considering that they have been in Europe for the past three seasons, this is a big step down for them. So the players would be open to prove themselves in this last match of the season and give their fans something to cheer on.
All right, then. Let's quickly do a quick... All right, fine.
I think for me, I feel like for me, tomorrow's game is just a chance for the Leicester players to put themselves on the transfer market. Just put yourself out there. Like, okay, yes, fine, the club didn't do well this season. Okay, yes, as a whole, we haven't done well. The team has been poor, they've been shambolic, but I still have quality. I'm talking of players like Tielemans, players like Maddison.
Maddison will be able to show off some things, exactly.
Maddison is a talent. Tielemans is available on the market. I heard it's available to go for 40 million.
I think I heard some Arsenal been interested in him.
But Maddison, no one is interested in Maddison anymore. The time when everybody was crazy about Maddison stuck with Leicester. Maddison's going to remain at Leicester.
The whole of the Leicester City, as quality as the whole Leicester City squad can be, actually, as good as Harvey Barnes, James Maddison, James Justin, and any other player in that team can be, actually. My major issue is sometimes they just choke and they do some things that you don't expect them to do. I think the word is inconsistent, honestly. That's the way I put it. I want Damola to jump in a little here because, honestly, you see these guys put up some good performances against some very, very spectacular teams. And in the week after, a game they are supposed to win and actually just wipe away their opponents. They just turn around and just, I don't know. It's like they build it up by themselves and just crash it down by themselves, something like that. What exactly is wrong? What do you think maybe Leicester needs to do better next season?
I think you said it though. It's about the mentality. I think they don't find a way to channel the energy from the last games in which they've done well into their consecutive matches that they will play next. Because if you're on a winning streak, okay, you won your last game against a very impressive opponent, you're supposed to bring in that mentality to the next game. Okay, we did this against this team. We can do better against this incoming team. So let's just find a way to keep the hopes high. Let's find a way to maintain the mentality. But I don't know. They just find a way to crash down, even against very low teams, which you're expecting them to perform. Yeah. And you see, this Leicester team is not well. So it's just, I think it's just about them. They have to improve or whatever. Maybe they need to take breaks and, you know, find a way to, like, a group discussion or something. What would be wrong? So let everybody just be on the high side from the next season on. So I just think that they can actually perform very well because Maddison, Vardy, Barnes, all of them, they've stepped up in some games that you didn't expect them to. So, but in the games you expected them to, they just turn off the switch and just go off and everything just comes down to, okay,
let's run on a quick correct score prediction among ourselves. And okay, let's even maybe shift into the FPL dynamic right now. What players do you think maybe our listeners should actually maybe look into for the final game again? There's still about 24 hours before the transfer window ends for the FPL managers. So what do you see if there are still any final chips left? Like, for example, I still have my triple captain, so I'm thinking.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, actually,
I'm stuck between Son Heung-min and Kevin De Bruyne right now. I don't know who I want to.
That's the question I want to ask you. That is the question I wanted to ask you. Who am I to cap between Kevin De Bruyne and Son?
Honestly, I've been thinking about it for like 4 days right now. Son has a very good
picture. Somebody has a triple cap should play the triple cap on Ederson.
Are you serious?
Ederson. Yeah. Nah. Nah, never.
He's going to keep a clean sheet and get an assist in the match. So,
I understand that Pep Guardiola has
been there for the
Aston Villa, actually.
That's perfect.
James, 6 wins, but still, come on.
Ederson is actually just an overhyped keeper because there's a time I saw some of his clips on what do they call it, on Twitter, and it was just crazy. Like, these are simple balls you're able to keep out. I can keep them out. Even my grandma could do so, but Ederson just, I don't know. I can never play my the last time I actually used my captain on the defender, it failed woefully.
I'm never trying to use the defender as captain.
I remember.
I've never captained a defender. Never.
I captained Cancelo and he gave me 40 something points. So
wow.
That's wonderful. Crazy. But this Ederson, I'm serious about it because Ederson Moraes is okay.
I understand your opinion.
It's just Richard. I get your point. Wait, hold on. I get your point. Damola, Ederson is not the typical keeper. Ederson is a sweeper. You understand that? And it's the final game of the season. Aston Villa and Gerrard want to ensure that they give it to Liverpool. It is certain. They want to give it to Liverpool. But
this City side are going to concede.
That's actually one worry I have. This City side looked like they are going to concede. Honestly,
I watched Aston Villa in their last two games. They were mid. They've been mid. Steven Gerrard's side has won just 2 matches in their last 10, and you ever wonder even the goals they scored in those matches? Like, you know, okay, it was just a stroke of luck. I don't see Man City considering this game at all.
But honestly, if you're looking, speaking of Aston Villa now, if you're looking for a differential in that team, I can suggest John McGinn. That guy in their last few games, especially at least I was able to actually watch Aston Villa against Burnley. And honestly, he pulled up, he made Nick Pope stretch to some very, very amazing.
Yeah,
some very
amazing shots. Yeah. Pope was the reason McGinn didn't get a goal. Like, there was one chance.
McGinn could have got a hat trick of outside shots easily in that
game. And then when Pope said.
Go ahead.
Thank
you, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I get your point. McGinn actually played so well in that game. But mm-hmm. The thing is, Burnley were desperate. So they were not all that coordinated as they usually are in defense. That was why they considered the goal they considered. But you don't expect something like that from a Man City side that's fielding their best squad in the last match of the season. Anyway, that's if Guardiola does not go and tinker or run us on a roulette again.
I believe we are going to be seeing everybody on standby on Sunday.
KDB, having Kevin De Bruyne, Phil Foden, Gabriel Jesus, and Mahrez.
I don't think Jack Grealish should be starting that game, sir.
Cannot start the game, no, of course.
Not even
I know you guys saw it. I saw something.
Do you think anybody should still keep Mohamed Salah? If it's not
too busy,
that's it.
No, Salah's not playing, no.
No, Salah might play. Klopp said something about Salah available to play. Salah, Van Dijk, and Matip. The only thing is that he's not sure where they're going to play from, whether it's off the bench or from the starting. With what is at stake, Jurgen Klopp would start Mo Salah.
No, I feel like the thing is, Richard, you know, they're in the Champions League final. If you start Salah today, if Salah picks up another injury, it rules him out of the Champions League final. They'll weigh it up. They'll look at it. See,
Liverpool have the squad to win the Champions League final without Salah, in my opinion. They have the players.
Klopp is not going to take that chance. Never.
A risk.
Klopp won't take that chance.
If it's possible that you bring in Salah for just the last 10 minutes and...
Yeah, yes, he can do that. He can do that for the last 10 minutes.
I think if Salah makes an appearance in this final game week, it's just going to be for match fitness, just to keep him in shape for next week, honestly.
That's it. Because for me, I feel like it would be stupid. I feel like Liverpool have a better squad to win the Premier League game without Salah than
to win the Champions League without
him. Exactly. It's the risk to reward ratio is not exactly so feasible.
It's a thin line. Come on, Mane. They have Jota. They have Luis Diaz and Firmino in that attack.
Luis Diaz has been very, very impressive. Salah. Let's be honest. And Wolves, like I mentioned, Wolves have not exactly been in the best form. So you don't you might not exactly need your biggest legs. If I think maybe you might just maybe need Jota, Bobby to actually get the job done for you against the Wolves inside.
That's putting Wolves in bad light. That's really, really, really.
They've not exactly been impressive in recent times. So I'm not exactly. I'm just stating the obvious.
The Premier League, come on, it's the Premier League. Anything
can happen. You can't just. You see, fine. Wolves started the season very good. That spirit in them at the start of the season could just pop up today, and then they just want to pull up trees and just.
I saw something funny online on the internet. I'm sure you guys saw it about Jack Grealish. Aston Villa getting 15 million if Jack Grealish.
Yeah.
As I was speculating it and laughing about it, a Scouser, a Liverpool fan, sent me a picture of Diogo Jota's contract, stating that if he wins the league, Wolves will get their own share. So it's all about.
So who wants to cash out?
And Wolves now.
This is crazy because
Man City scored 12 goals and Liverpool scored 13 or something. Like,
just to round this up, let me give you an interesting fact. Let me tell you an interesting fact. If Liverpool play 5-5 against Wolverhampton Wanderers and Aston Villa managed to win against Manchester City by 6-0, we are going to have a playoff match to decide the title winners.
What are the odds?
Well, that can only happen in an alternate planet.
Exactly. It's not
Pep Guardiola's Man City.
At all.
If City lose by 4-0, I bet you the Greater Manchester Police will arrest Guardiola tomorrow for the murder of at least 3 people and manslaughter of 4 more. And injuring like at least 8 in the process.
All right, gentlemen, let's round up. I think we started running out of time. Now, final question, one final piece. Who are you captaining this weekend? Tell me. Let me start with you.
My captain is currently on Harry Kane because I sold Salah for KDB. Now I think
I'm scared of, are you not scared of the whole unwell report?
I'm just hearing of that too. Yeah, honestly,
like there's a food poisoning, blah blah.
The whole food poisoning thing was just a rumor. It was just a rumor. Actually, I confirmed it. But Harry Kane was actually admitted. The coach admitted.
How do you mean? How do you mean it was a rumor, Adam?
It's what I read some other.
Conte in his presser yesterday. Conte in his presser yesterday said 2 games ago. 5 players were down with stomach problems. Their last game, 3 players were down with stomach problems. The same problem that Harry Kane is having now. So it cannot be a rumor if 8 players in a team have the same issues.
That's also one way to look at it. So maybe they need to check their kitchen staff.
Of course. All of them are Arsenal fans.
So Damola, who is your captain?
Presently, if I don't have anybody to change my mind, my captain is on Kevin De Bruyne. Because, well, Kevin De Bruyne against Aston Villa side. Against Aston Villa side, I want to stop his team from winning the Premier League. The only trophy they can collect this season. Well, I don't know if I can change it to Son. I'm not betting my money on Kane. Maybe Kevin De Bruyne or Son. Either of the two. I'm considering one of the Manchester United players. You know who. But okay, let me just till tomorrow. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it should be. So Richard, I'm backing it on Kevin De Bruyne.
I'm going for Viva Ronaldo.
That's an interesting one. So you're pitting him to get that 20 goal mark.
Yeah, he's going to get it. It's nothing to doubt.
But Richard,
Wait, let me finish. Okay. I've been loyal to CR7 all season, and he hasn't really disappointed, although expected a bit more. But this final game week, I saw a lot of preparations from him, personal preparations aside the team's training and everything. I saw the psych of the team improve. And with the way Crystal Palace have conceded goals in the last five matches, and you'd wonder who else would score for Manchester United, if not Cristiano Ronaldo. So I'm giving him my captaincy. I wish I had a triple cap. I would have triple captain.
Well,
it's a no-brainer.
Since I'm the last person here, I'm just going to give everybody one advice. With reports of Harry Kane feeling unwell, the power of Tottenham right now falls to a man that is chasing the golden boot, Son Heung-min. That is very, very big motivation to actually want to get a hat-trick against
Son too. They always drop some stinkers. Son drops stinkers sometimes too.
The last match, Son was crying that they took him off. He really wants the eyes to score.
So I feel like Harry Kane should have allowed him to take the penalty. Sir.
Yeah, I was. No. Yes, I had my captain on Son. Was it like no? I had Son in my team, so I was like, okay, this Son is just a goal away from eating the same score. Why didn't Kane allow Son to take the penalty?
No. I'm happy that Kane took it. Oh, my captain was on Kane.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm just going to say something. If it's not Son Heung-min, it has to be Kevin De Bruyne. Those two have like the best possibilities. And if you're looking for a differential, a very expensive one at that, you can go with Richard Dobson or Cristiano Ronaldo. Or not, no.
Viva Ronaldo.
Elia, Richard, have you gotten something to eat, you know? Because I think before you were suffering from starvation when you were mentioning Ederson.
No. Ederson is a differential. I'm serious. I was serious about that because
I have Alisson. I don't think Wolves have any goal in the match, and if they do, I pray they lose. If Wolves you score, with that, I pray Liverpool loses then.
And you know, Ederson and Alisson are fighting a golden
for the
glove
golden
race.
For the golden glove. Yeah.
So both of them are going to be top notch. That's why I believe Ederson. Ederson's going to keep a clean sheet. If possible, catch a penalty, give an assist.
The thing is, you have
been watching too many movies, Richard.
It's a gut feeling, seriously.
Well, let's hope you're right.
Ederson is still a midfielder. Ederson is not a proper goalkeeper. I don't care how top notch he wants to be. Ederson will not pull off fantastic saves.
He doesn't want any fantastic saves. He needs a clean sheet and an assist.
No, because he's not getting any assist, guy. Don't let me swear on.
He would assist Gabriel Jesus for his last Manchester City goal.
Well,
nah.
KDB with blank. Stone with blank.
Adam. Richard, let's be guided, please. Content will not come to us.
Amen.
Stone will blank. KDB will blank. That's a certainty. I lost my cup semi-finals already, so I don't give two feathers.
Richard, we were supposed to meet. Well, we were supposed to meet, but you actually blew it. Yeah, I blew my opponent off.
Gentlemen of this jury.
And you can't be too surprised. You can't be too surprised that Richard blew it now. He supports Man United, for God's sake.
Well, I support Manchester United, but... Well, maybe his own path is different from mine.
He started supporting United after Ferguson. He'd be supporting United before Ferguson. You were here for the glory days. He's just here for the shame days.
What are you saying? I've been supporting Manchester United since 1997. Are you kidding me?
Gentlemen,
I was born without
see our listeners in the summer.
Without doubt. Red blood runs close through me, please.
Man, it's okay, Richard. Thank you.
We'll be having our transfer special as always, just like last season. We are going to be back in the summer. Until then, enjoy the Premier League finale. Enjoy the Serie A finale. It's a Formula One weekend if you're a person like me. Also, next weekend, there is the UEFA Champions League final. Until then, it's adios.
Ciao.